Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to try and motivate you to do a little bit of work around the yard before the weather really gets cold. Get the leaves raked up in the areas where it's really, really thick, where it's not. Grind them up with your lawnmower and use it as a great form of organic matter to help to rebuild your soil. And between now and April, the leaves that you mow over a couple of times and cut them up into small pieces will decompose, turn to soil, and act as a fertilizer for your lawn to make them that much stronger. So, you know, work around the yard, cut back all your dead perennials, clean your perennial beds, lime the beds to make the soil sweeter, and you're going to be ahead of the game. If you planted a new tree that's 6 feet or more in height, make sure that that tree is staked, either with a three-wire system that anchors it in three different directions, or a couple of stakes with wire and poly tubing through the wire so that it doesn't cut through the tree to hold it in place. That way the winter winds doesn't shake the tree, breaking the roots, because every action above the ground will give you a reaction below the ground and will hurt those newly developed roots on your plant. Now, if you need some help, don't be shy. Call us, 855-660-4261, and we'll all work together to make the garden beautiful. And you can still plant garlic. So visit your local nursery garden center. Plant your garlic. There's still time. And if you want to condition the soil, you can still plant winter rye. It's a grass that you plant now. It will germinate real quick. May grow 2 to 3 inches before the ground freezes. And then in the spring, it will start to grow. When it gets up to be about a foot tall, towards the middle to the end of April, you weed whack it or mow it, rototill, and every seed of winter rye that you plant, the foliage will turn into organic matter, and so will the root system of the winter rye seed. And each seed can grow 1 mile of roots that's ground up with a tiller or a pitchfork. So it's farmers use it, and it's called a green manure crop because it feeds, conditions, breaks apart the clay, adds organic matter to sandy soil, and it will help your garden grow better for the following year. So there's a lot of things that you can do at this time to still improve your soil. And if you live near the ocean, make sure that you get down to the beach, get that seaweed, and put 3 to 6 inches of seaweed right on top of your vegetable garden. Leave it there for the winter. If you're able to till it in, even better. But I'll tell you, when we first started gardening, my dad and I, we had a very, very sandy soil. We lived south of Boston, between Boston and Cape Cod, and we were watering the garden every single day. Over a three-year period of adding seaweed, leaves, or pine needles, 3 to 6 inches, we cut back our watering to once a week. So take all this free organic matter, and seaweed is full of fertilizer. All the goodness that's in the ocean is in that seaweed, all the nutrition. And if you can get that blended into your soil, you will have a better garden next year. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary Alice from Pennsylvania with a question about hibiscus.
Mary Alice, how can we help you with your hibiscus this morning? Good morning.
Oh, I kind of hope so. I have a hibiscus that's 2 years old. I brought it in the house. It's not supposed to be a perennial or hardy up here. And I brought it into the house last year, and it survived, and it really did well and bloomed a lot this summer. I brought it in this year, and all the leaves turned yellow. What did I do wrong?
Okay. How much sun is a hibiscus getting, Mary Ellen? Mary Alice?
It was getting western sun.
Okay, so it's getting a late in the day sun.
Yes. I've recently moved it to a more southerly window.
Okay.
But it's in a very cool room. I don't know if that's affecting it or not.
Well, I mean, as long as it's above 50, you shouldn't have any problem.
Okay.
Many years ago, we had a greenhouse business, and the back greenhouses of plants that we didn't need to have for color that we were just holding over till next year, we kept that greenhouse at 50 degrees, and we had plants like hibiscus, agapanthus, bougainvillea, and they stay, angel's trumpet, and they stayed in a suspended animation. They did grow a little bit, but they survived, and they did very, very well. So hibiscus, the more sun you can give it, the better.
Okay.
They like to be fed every 2 weeks.
Okay,
with a general-purpose liquid food, or you could use a time-release like Dynamite or Osmocote, and you would do that once during the winter. So you do it now, it will carry you right up until April. But I would still give it a liquid food now and then. And if the plant has grown a lot from last spring to now, what I would do is any of the really big branches, cut them back by a third, and not the whole plant. So what I would do is count the number of big branches, and to make it easy, let's say you have 30 of them. Today, I would take a third or 10 branches, the longest ones, cut them back by a third. Wait 2 weeks, cut another 10 branches, and then wait 2 weeks more and take the last 10 branches, cut them back by a third, and by the time you've pruned the final third of your hibiscus, the first third of the branches that you prune back are now in full leaf, and there could possibly be making flower buds. But the secret with hibiscus, they're hungry. And if you can feed them every couple of weeks, give them plenty of bright light or some direct sun, they'll do real, real well. Now, one of the things that I want you to check, when you take a plant from outside and you bring it in, it's not getting as much sun. Because you've got the roof, you've got the walls, the day are getting shorter by 3 minutes every single day. We're down to less than 9 hours of daylight right now. And the intensity of the sun, if you were to talk about a light bulb, during June, July, and August, you've got a 100-watt light bulb. This time of the year, you're down to a 50. So the intensity is not as bright. And if you overwater and your room is cool and it's not getting rid of the moisture in the plant, it could be a little bit of root rot. So what I want you to do, put some newspaper down on the floor, lay the plant on its side, or if you can pull the plant out of the pot and look at the roots. If the roots are creamy white in color, you're okay. If they're starting to turn brown, or hopefully not black, it's getting too much water. And then you got to cut it back. So take your finger, probe it in the soil about two knuckles, wiggle it around. If it feels moist, leave it alone. You're better off to wait another week. Otherwise, it's standing in water, and you're blocking the air pockets, and you're creating a disease that will give you root rot to your plants. Okay? Try that.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun, sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Call us and let's work together. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Minnie from New Hampshire with a question about moss.
Minnie, how can we help you with your moss? Where is it, in the lawn or in the gardens?
No, it's on the north side of my house. And it's next to my rhododendron. And I am wondering if I could put wood ash on that to prevent it.
Okay, it's, you mean the moss is growing on the plant, on the rhododendron plant?
No, it's on the ground.
Okay.
Because we have so much rain, and the rain there, it comes from the roof, and it's just saturated there this year.
Okay. I would definitely put some lime or Magi-Cal. You can use Turf Turbo, or you could even use wood ash. So if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, when you clean it out, take that wood ash and put it there. Most people have been taught, and I know when I went to college, we were taught that rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, holly were acid-loving plants. And later on, many, many years ago, I was visiting a Christmas tree plantation in Canada. And the man in charge of the Christmas tree farm was giving us a tour. And in the distance, it looked like dust blowing in the air. And I said, how can you have so much dust over there after all the rain we had last night? And he said, we're liming our Christmas trees. And I said, you're liming your Christmas trees? I said, aren't they acid-loving plants? And he said, ha, you went to school, didn't you? And I said, yes, I went to University of Massachusetts, and I was taught that they are acid-loving. And he said to me, it gets to a point where the soil gets too acidic and the chemistry changes. The fertilizer that we apply gets tied up in the soil and becomes unavailable to the plant. And to make our trees grow thicker, fuller, and have better needle color, we lime our Christmas tree farm every 2 to 3 years. And he had the best Christmas trees we had ever purchased. So, in your case, put some wood ash, some lime, and it will actually help the plant to flower heavier, to have bigger blooms, brighter color, and the flowers themselves will last longer. And he said to me, the proper term is not acid loving, but acid tolerating. They can tolerate the acid soil while other plants cannot. So a little bit of lime, a wood ash, or the new products like Turf Turbo or Magic Cal, and you'll be in great shape. The moss will go away. And what I would do in the spring, cultivate around these rhododendron, get rid of that moss, and put a couple inches of pine bark mulch. And that will keep moisture in the soil. It will hold the heat in the ground longer, giving it a longer growing period and less stress during the heat of summer and less winter damage. And you won't see moss developing on the ground because it's covered with bark mulch. Or you can use pine needles, but something to cover the ground, and it really does help a great deal. Thank you. We appreciate the question. Tom, who's up next? Robert, how can we help you with your Japanese holly? What's the problem?
Thanks for taking my call. I've got three small Japanese hollies that are in pots in front of my garage. And I was told when I bought them that they were not winter tolerant. Just wondering what I can do. Do I have to bring them in? Do I cover them with burlap? What should I do to save them for the winter?
Okay, if they're not varieties that are going to be winter hardy, keep them outside till about Thanksgiving. The cold will help to put them to sleep, and then put them in your garage for the winter. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Feel free to give us a call. It is toll-free, and we'll work together to make gardening a little bit easier for you this year. You know, a lot has to be done right now. We got to put the garden to bed. Still time for planting, so you know, if there's a nursery near you and they're having a good sale because they want to start to clean up their yard to get ready for the holiday season for their greens and their wreaths and their trees, and they're having good sales, so take advantage of it. Get some planting done and save yourself a ton of money. Plant your bulbs. And as we talked about in the first hour, force bulbs. It's really, really easy to do, and it will give you some color in the middle of winter when you're looking for it. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Cape Cod with a question about trumpet lilies.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Guide Club.
Yes, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, George.
Yes. Well, a good friend of mine gave me some trumpet lilies, I believe is what they are. And I would like to know how I should put them to bed here on Cape Cod. And then the other thing is, I have another question, and it's about the availability of your Christmas wreaths for this year.
Okay. On the angel's trumpet, I have 13 of them. I have white, yellow,
kind of a peach color. I have two different variegated leaf varieties. And this past week, what I did is I pulled all the foliage off the plants that hadn't fallen already, and I've put them in my garage, which is well insulated, and I'll leave them there for the winter. Or you can put them in your basement, and I've done that for a few years, with about a 75% survival rate. Once you put them in either a really well-insulated garage, away from drafts and the cold, or in your basement, give them a good drink and just say good night, and the plant will slowly drop all the foliage. It will go dormant. And in mid-March, bring the plants upstairs, cut them in half, and remove any of the dead branches, and use a liquid food, Miracle-Gro or something like that, and until they start to grow. And look at the root ball. Pull the plant out of the pot, and if it's a solid mass of roots, which the plant grows quick, repot it into a new pot a couple of inches larger. Some of mine are 5 and 6 years old, and they're in 18-inch diameter pots, and they'll grow a good 3 to 4 feet after the second year. So some of mine are 6 and 7 feet tall. They produce well over 100 blossoms, a foot in length, like a trumpet, and they're fragrant from sunset until dark for about a 3 to 4 hour period, but they store real well in a cold basement or a very well insulated garage. And but no water, no food, just let them go dormant. And again, anything that's dead in March, remove it and let it come, and it will come right back to life for you. Christmas wreaths, we will be making them on the website starting next Sunday. The website with the wreaths and the centerpieces is being built as we speak and should be ready by next Sunday. Last year, the people who did the website for us for the wreaths did a terrible job. We had a lot of problems with it, so it's being redesigned. And we've added some new wreaths. We've added a lot of new centerpieces. We're really excited about it. And you can call after next Sunday and place the order. And we'll ship it whenever you want. We found a new wreath maker who's making them even thicker than we have had in past years, and some of the designs she's making for me a special wreath that is not just balsam, but she's adding white pine and native cedar grown in Maine. They're double-sided, and I'm telling you, they're going to be beautiful, George. So we're really excited. Can't wait to get our first shipment. And this year has been a difficult time for the wreath industry because the fall was so warm.
Yeah.
And it's a family just north of Bangor, Maine, who does it. And they told me that they have started to make them 2 weeks later than they normally do because it's just been too hot.
Right.
And if they had started to make them at the normal time, that they would have been shedding by Christmas very easily. So they started later. They're going to have to work harder, but they're going to be beautiful.
And your website's coming online too, right, Paul?
Yep. The website is up. It's working. And also, my wife has been working with a new company for the newsletter, and the newsletter will be returning and will be sent out in the next 10 days. My wife is redesigning it. I'm getting ready to start to write the stories for them. So in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot happening at the parent household with the REITs, with the newsletter. And we're also going to be offering this year, because we've had a lot of calls, a consultation that we've haven't done for several years. And what we're going to be doing is the consultation will be a three-hour period where I will come to your home and work with you and help to design your house so that you can have color from spring until fall, help you with your lawn, give you ideas where to put a patio or a deck, where to put gardens, and how to repair damage and plan out. Not something that you have to do all in 1 year, but something that you've got a plan to follow, and you can do it in sections. And we'll have more information about that next week also.
Happy Thanksgiving, Paul.
Happy Thanksgiving, George. It's real nice talking with you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Tom, who else would like a little bit of help with their garden this morning?
June from Mass with a question about wet and forget.
June, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with wet and forget?
Good morning, Paul. I used wet and forget on my deck in July, but part of the deck is kind of shady and it needs more. I need to do it again. Is it too late to do it now, or do I have to wait till spring? And I have another question.
You can still put it down now. Wet and forget is a product that activates with rain. So you apply it now, and every time it rains during the winter, it will help to destroy it. So when you apply it, it kills the plant and doesn't hurt asphalt shingles or the siding on your house, aluminum or vinyl or whatever. And then the rain breaks it apart and washes it away. You can use it on canvas awnings, patio furniture, but you can still apply it for about 2 weeks.
And is it too late to fertilize the lawn now?
Nope. You can fertilize the lawn till Thanksgiving. It's going to be too late to use a weed killer at this time. The only weed killer that would kill, like, clover and dandelions and things like that would be if you use a liquid. And the only product that will kill weeds, even with temperatures down to 45, is made by Bonide. And it's called Weed Beater Ultra. And it's a liquid. And it comes with a built-in applicator. You screw it into the end of your hose and choose a day where it's going to be 45 to 50. Spray it on your weeds, and it will slowly kill all of your weeds. And by spring, they'll all be gone, and you'll be ready to go.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and Veterans Day. And if you have any fertilizer left, whether it's for the lawn, for the garden, for your flowers, and you're storing it in your tool shed where you may get some dampness, put it in a black or a clear trash bag, and that will seal the package to prevent moisture from getting in, and it will prevent it from turning into a block, a solid block of fertilizer. I do that, and that way it stays good, and then in the spring I put it down. But you can still feed and right up until about Thanksgiving. And what happens at this time of the year, which is really kind of unique, when you feed in the fall, 75 to 80% of the fertilizer is picked up by the plant and stored in the plant for the winter to keep the plant good and strong. And then when the weather warms up, it gives it a little push and motivates it to get growing. The other 20% is used to grow. In the spring, you get the opposite. 80% of what you put down in late March, April, May, and so forth gets used during that period of time to make the plant grow, and 20 to 25% is stored in the plant. So by feeding in the fall, you're making the plant stronger, and it's better able to survive the winter. And if you have soils that are heavy with clay, it can fight off lawn diseases a lot better. So a fall feeding will go a long, long way. Good question. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. The other thing I wanted to tell you about, and we'll have it all finalized next week, is that we are planning a trip to France next year. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about it, because one of the major highlights is visiting the beaches of Normandy, because this June is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass be used. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just before the break, I was telling you a little bit about a trip that we are planning next year. It is going to start on July 21st until August 12th, and we're really, really excited about this. I've been very fortunate. I've done some traveling and have learned a lot. And what we were able to do is I want to give the travelers as much for their money as possible. And originally the trip, we were going to leave on August 1st, get to Paris in midday. And I told the new company that we're working with, which is Globus Travel, that I would like to leave the night before so that we can get into Paris early in the morning and have that whole day free to visit the city. And they arranged that. And then I said, on the opposite end, rather than leave at 8 o'clock in the morning to come home, can we leave at the end of the day? And they arranged it so that we would be leaving Paris at 4:30 in the afternoon, getting back to Boston at 6:30 at night, so we have an additional half a day of time to enjoy the city. But some of the main things that we're planning is, again, it's the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And I've been doing a lot of reading on it and found out that it is the biggest battle in the history of the world. The biggest battle in the history of the world. Over 9,000 troops died that first day when they stormed the beaches. And we're going to spend a whole day visiting the beaches,
the cemetery, the museums, and then we're going to travel to the towns behind the beaches where the Allies parachuted into France the night before the invasion so that they can block the reinforcements coming in, the Germans, to stop the casualties. We've added Monet's Garden in Giverny. We've added Avignon. And then three of the places that we really enjoyed when we had traveled in France before is a vineyard called Château de la Pape. And this is a very unique vineyard because the entire vineyard is covered with 6 inches of stone, so that they had 3 weeks earlier warm-up and 3 weeks later in the season, which increased the quality of their wine. And it is a very, very good wine. And you can bring some home. We're going to a truffle farm where you will watch the dogs dig for truffle. You'll be able to taste them and enjoy that. Also taste the wine at the Château de la Pape. And then we're going to an olive orchard. And you'll see how they harvest and grow and process olives. Also going to the city where St. Joan of Arc grew up and where she was burnt to the stake. And a lot of time in Paris and the surrounding area. And all that information will be available next Sunday on the program and on the website. It's going to be a great opportunity if you want to see the beaches of Normandy. Again, it's their 70th anniversary this year. France has pulled out all the stops for the celebration. And one of the things that we're planning on doing is the day before we get to Normandy, we've arranged for a florist to deliver carnations to the hotel, and we're going to build a red, white, and blue wreath that we're going to bring there and to place at the cemetery. And everybody that comes, we're going to ask that you bring a flag to bring to place on the beach. It can be an American flag. If you're Irish descent, bring a flag from Ireland. If you're Canadian, bring a Canadian flag. If you're English, bring an English flag. The history, and this is going to be a good trip.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.